The spy game against the U.S. does not work like you might think it would.
We were trying to recruit not Americans, but Europeans, people from the Middle East, from Latin America.
The late Sergei Tretyakov, the most important known Russian defector to the U.S. since the Cold War allegedly ended, told WTOP 3 months before he died. The clever but simple premise is this.
American diplomat will never tell me what he will tell someone like a representative of another NATO country.
The distrust between Americans and Soviets
Kennedy and Khrushchev
ran deep and strong.
The Cold War, which went from the end of World War II all the way to the early 1990s, was a period of intense espionage between the Soviet bloc and the free world.
John Negroponte was the U.S.'s first Director of National Intelligence, and he points out some of the U.S.'s best secrets were stolen through espionage.
Most notably, the secrets and the formula for building an atomic bomb, which the Soviets succeeded in stealing from us.
But as intense as the espionage efforts were then, the tradecraft, the number of spies, and the stakes today have created an even bigger intelligence problem.
20-some-odd number of years ago, I testified before the U.S. Congress on this issue.
Nicholas Eftimiadis worked in U.S. intelligence for 34 years. He gave them a warning about Beijing's spying.
Fix this now, because if not, 20 years from now, you're going to be calling me back, screaming and yelling, how did the problem get this bad?
More than 20 years have passed. He's not been called back to Congress. But guess what?
I am confident that the scale of Chinese espionage is orders of magnitude bigger than it was 30 years ago.
Douglas Wise, a retired CIA senior intelligence service officer. So approximately how big is Beijing's intelligence collecting and espionage force?
Several hundreds of thousands, if not up to, and maybe even exceeding, 1 million willing Chinese citizens.
And coming up in my next report, they are not the only ones. There's a tiny country with huge espionage capabilities.
They develop human sources, in my opinion, like no one else.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.